This is the New England Patriots news feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Wednesday, December 14th, 2016. I'm Michael Lunge, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. Following his performance against the Baltimore Ravens on Monday Night Football, Patriots quarterback Tom Brady has vaulted all the way to the top of the ESPN.com MVP poll that was released on Wednesday. In terms of point totals, Brady stands at the top with 54 points, 19 points ahead of second place Oakland Raiders quarterback Derek Carr. Matthew Stafford is in number third spot with 32 points, Ezekiel Elliott's at number four with 28 points, and Matt Ryan rounds out the top five with 24 points. Brady also led the pack with in first place votes from 7 of the 13 panelists, while the next closest only had 2 first place votes. Patriots game against the Denver Broncos on Sunday afternoon just got a little more interesting, with the announcement that Walt Anderson will be the referee for the game at Sports Authority Field. Anderson, who was a key figure in the Deflategate scandal, will be officiating his first Patriots game since the AFC Championship game back in January 2015, the game from which Deflategate started. Anderson was part of an officiating crew that misplaced the football shortly before the AFC title game. In addition, there was a level of confusion that sprung up regarding which gauge Anderson used to measure the pounds per square inch in the footballs, as well as the fact that he apparently did not write down the air pressure levels of any Patriots footballs either before the game or during halftime, as was reported in the Wells report. During his weekly interview with WEI's Kirk and Callahan morning show on Wednesday, Tom Brady was asked whether he wanted to play until age 45 after ESPN's John Gruden said on the Monday Night Football broadcast that the quarterback told him that that was the case. Brady said, quote, "They kind of brought that up and I said that would be a great goal. I certainly think I can do it. It's not about how long I want to make a commitment to doing the things that make me go. Look, I love playing. I would love to play the game for as long as I can. There are a lot of things that aren't up to me, but I'm going to do everything I can to keep playing at this level for as long as I can, and I think I can do it. Why would I stop now? I've worked to get to this point, and this is, I think, when I can really capitalize and really try to make the most of everything that I've learned over the years with who I've been fortunate to be around. If I can keep doing it, I certainly think I can," end quote. The CLNS Radio NFL Power Rankings for Week 15 were released on Wednesday, and the New England Patriots took the top spot following their big win over the Baltimore Ravens. The Seattle Seahawks fell to number 2, followed by the Dallas Cowboys at number 3, the New York Giants at number 4, and the Oakland Raiders at number 5. To see the rest of the CLNS NFL Power Rankings, visit clnsradio.com. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up to speed on the 4-time Super Bowl champs, follow clnsradio.com on Twitter, at clnsradio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/clnsfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longi for Patriots Newsfeed.